It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation about the greening of Lexington with commercial landscaper Roscoe Clausing.
Let's turn to the Town Branch Commons project, which is pretty exciting for a lot of people. This is a 2.5-mile path and park system that will wind through downtown, follows the path of Town Branch Creek, and it's being funded and built through a public-private partnership. So far, the city and its partners have secured just over $23 million for the design and the engineering of the project. A $50 million capital campaign is underway to fund the trail and parks along the way. What's your take on this project?
Well, I'm incredibly excited about this project. It really speaks to the need for more public space and better green spaces in the city of Lexington. This project, one of the exciting elements of it to me, is that it follows a similar model. In the transportation world, they refer to complete streets as a type of project that not just addresses the need for vehicular traffic, but also creates the appropriate spaces for other modes of transportation like pedestrians, cyclists, and also goes so far as to address the stormwater runoff that comes off of the street and these paved surfaces. So I'm really encouraged to see this more complete approach being taken to this main thoroughfare through our community.
As you work with landscaping around town, and speaking from an eco-friendly perspective, what sites in your mind are the most outstanding and the most troubling?
Well, there's a few things that are happening that have encouraged me. Probably one of the most exciting is that some of these projects are happening in very public spaces. Many folks watch the project over in front of Good Foods Co-op that includes a green roof, permeable paving systems, and some rain gardens. I think probably the most troubling thing about green infrastructure as a whole is that as landscape architects and engineers educated people about these types of approach to landscaping, while they communicated lower maintenance and lower maintenance costs, many people heard no maintenance and no maintenance costs. And of course, that's resulted in several failed projects, and a failed project does nothing to help move this type of work forward.
And Roscoe, how about what's outside your own doorstep? What have you done to create a sustainable facility at your headquarters?
Well, we were the fortunate recipients of one of the first stormwater grants back in 2010. And we took the approach of replacing our asphalt parking lots with permeable paving systems. We installed a couple rain gardens, a water quality unit, one of the city's first vegetated roofs. We expanded on the idea of a rain barrel and instead installed a rainwater harvesting system.
How's that work?
The rainwater harvesting system,
mm-hmm.
it collects the water runoff off of about one-third of our roof. We collect it into two 4,000-gallon tanks, and then we pump the water out whenever we need it, and we water plants, flowers, whatever's needed.
What kind of trends, eco-friendly in particular, are you looking at out there?
Within the city of Lexington, probably the most common thing on the construction side of our business is that we see a lot of rain gardens being installed. There is also an increase in permeable paving systems, permeable concrete, and permeable asphalt. On the grounds management side, it tends to be a restricted use of pesticides and fertilizers.
Roscoe Clausing is the founder and owner of Clausing Group in Lexington and Louisville. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.